Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats should worry, because their coup put a demented clown in the White House, and Joey Demento did not disappoint. If it hadn't been for his antics, you wouldn't have even heard about this plan that he has. And by the way, we have lots to discuss about this dude. I could do an entire show on what Joe Biden said about black people and Latinos on the vaccination alone. But we have something else that Joey Biden is now known for. He's been known for it. He's a sexual predator, a pathological liar who should be in the dung heap of history, and he will eventually get there, where he will join Obama and many of the Democrat scumbags that we have grown far too knowledgeable about. The Hillary Clintons, the Eric Holders, the Susan Rices, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Adam Schiff's, the Jerry Nadler. But by the way, where is Adam Schiff? Where is Jerry Nadler? The people who claim Russian collusion. Do I need to go on? I could name others. Chuck Schumer. All these people are liars. They don't care about you. Never have and never will. They love their power and what that power gets them. And it's not just money. There comes a point where you have so much money, you can buy whatever you want. There comes a thing with power where you want people to submit. You have the money. Nancy Pelosi, for all intents and purposes, there's not a Democrat on the Hill who can't print money. They need $200,000, $1 million. They get a lobbyist. They make a few phone calls. There's no issue finding that. But to get somebody to bend your will, that is what they crave. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks. Appreciate you being here. You are growing us by leaps and bounds, and I can't thank you enough. It is so fun to watch our little thing grow. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are in the dust of people like my buddy Bongino and Shapiro and all these other folks. But the momentum that we gain is going to be hardcore. Dyed in the wool fans who absolutely love what I do and what my team does. And you want to know why you're there? Because you know that we do it for the glory of God and for the glory of the Republic. There is nothing about this that is selfish. Do we have to make a living? We absolutely do. We are going to come to you and say, hey, look, if you want us to do this, you may have to kick in a few shekels every now and then to make it happen. But if you do, you will see nothing but growth. You will never watch us sell out. It's funny. We talk all the time in our show, with the staff about, you know, where do we get sponsors? How do we get more sponsorship? And we've got a little. We got enough to sort of cover the basics. But nobody direct. You know, I'm not doing. The only thing that we read on are things that we know directly impact and help you. Like, just go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks, and you can see that. Everything we do is with the idea that you're going to get a stronger voice. It's going to save you money. It's going to save you time. It's going to save you energy. It's all about you. And the reason why I did that was I never wanted to become beholden to some other group, to some advertiser, where we've got, you know, X number of staffers and their livelihoods depend on what I bring in. I take it seriously. We have people, oh my gosh, one of my videographers, he gets kicked out of Hollywood because they found out he's a conservative. One of my editors, has 8 children, 4 she adopted, 2 special needs. She adopted 4 from her sister, who is having massive problems, drug problems, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I want you to understand the people that are part of our organization. One of our other people that works on the show is fighting for custody of his child. I won't even go into the details, but it's a horrible situation. You know, and it, look, at the end of the day, we're all battling the human condition. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. There are special people that work here. People who are, you know, doing things that would blow your mind in terms of giving back in their own little way. In their own little way. I love it. Anyway, Democrats have to worry because not only do they have all these scandals that are brewing that they've got to keep a lid on, and they think they've got a lid on it because they control the media. They control social media. I'm telling you, that lid is popping. It's boiling. And there's nobody there to watch it. There's nobody to turn the heat down. They want to, but it jumps from thing to thing. Now, they do a good job. Let's face it, folks. They do an absolutely wonderful job of making things look different than what they are. Playing the shell game, keeping a bunch of plates spinning. But I don't think they're going to do it very much longer because you don't pay attention anymore to their media or social media. I don't know what the numbers are, and I know Zuckerberg's not worried right now about his income, but there will come a day when he will be. There will come a day when all these woke corporations will come our way. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I know this is going to happen. I believe that good conquers evil. I believe that as sure as I have a heart beating in my chest. I've never seen my heart, but I know it's there. I've never visualized the American spirit, but I know it's there. I know you exist, and I know you're smarter than they want to give you credit for. And that underestimation of you is the problem for the Democrats. I want you to think about what they did in 2020. How much you must think you're in charge when you take a brain-dead moron like Biden, and it's been on display, folks, last week. Wow, how did we end that week? We ended it great for us because Joe Biden showcased everything I've been telling you is going to happen. He's got Democrats in total fear every time he opens his mouth. We'll explore that when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots to talk about, but the story remains for me about Joe Biden. His embarrassing behavior. The man is a ticking time bomb on so many levels. His brain is failing every single day, aging in dog years. And it's sad because it's just a fact of life. You get to be his age and you're you know, you get diminished capacity. But in his case, after, what, 2-3 brain surgeries, it's obvious. And people see it. I say to leftists, if this is the best you can do, when you steal something and then you put this kind of, look, if you had stolen the election and you put somebody worthy in there, we might could, I don't think we could forgive you, but at least we could say, well, I see why they did it. They put Denzel in, okay? But when you replace Donald Trump with a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden, and then you watch his behavior, you have to watch him, like I said, like he's a pedophile uncle and he's babysitting the kids and that's all you got. I mean, you're calling every 5 minutes. Everybody okay? You got nanny cams, you know? You got to watch everything. There are no dark spots in your house, you know, where you can get can't be in scene with the kids, you know? I mean, you got cameras at all the angles because you got to know where old Uncle Joey is. That's what the Bidens, that's what the leftists deal with every single day. This clown getting up and embarrassing us. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being a part of what we do, folks. I hope you just not only listen to the program, I hope you share it. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joey Demento, ticking time bomb. And he demonstrated it. Let me play this from 2019. This is Stephen Colbert in 2019 talking about Biden and some of his things that he would do. And even they recognized the guy was a moron. This was before they officially sanctioned that he was going to be the guy they put in place in the coup. Here's what Colbert said about him.
Speaking of shame, today a lot of people are talking about Joe Biden's long documented history of walking up behind women and whispering something into the nape of their neck. Because on Friday, former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores wrote an editorial saying that he also did that to her and that Biden's behavior, while not rising to what most people would consider sexual assault, was blatantly inappropriate. And she described it to Jake Tapper like this.
Joe Biden was behind me. I'm kind of preparing myself to give these remarks. It's the very last days before the election. And very unexpectedly and out of nowhere, I feel Joe Biden put his hands on my shoulders, get up very close to me from behind, lean in, smell my hair, and then plant a slow kiss on the top of my head.
Okay. I really like Joe Biden. Everybody knows that. But I can see why someone might find that inappropriate. Generally, the only people who come up from behind, put their arms around you, smell your hair, and kiss your head are dead husbands teaching you pottery. And again, he has done this publicly. For 40 years. And some people say this is just Biden being Biden. The vice president released a statement saying that he never felt he did anything inappropriate on the campaign trail. And his allies have defended his behavior, saying Biden often drew close to people he sensed were nervous before they went on stage in an effort to relax them.
I ended it there because it just got stupid. Typical Colbert. Used to be funny, but not anymore. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Talking about Joe Biden. Biden the Whisperer. So Jimmy Kimmel covered this, and he actually covered Biden whispering. He didn't stay on it very long because, you know, he doesn't know what he's supposed to do yet. I don't know what the talking points are, but at least he covered it. Here's that exchange.
You know, me seeing how pleasantly boring it has been with President Biden in the White House because he doesn't do anything weird. Well, today he did something weird.
You said when people are waiting for relief.
Yeah. I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far.
And then, just in case that wasn't creepy enough, he did it again twice.
Guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah,
pay them more. I wrote the bill on the environment.
You know that's his sex voice, right? That's, you know? That's what we just heard. That's the sound Jill Biden hears just before he starts chewing on her hair.
That was as much as Kimmel was willing to put on this creepy knucklehead Joe Biden, but let me tell you, just the fact that they're at least starting to talk about it is a plus. Maybe they figured out their ratings need, they better start going back the other way. Anyway, glad you guys are here talking about the embarrassing behavior of Joe Biden, talking about whispering these things. And I want to get into it more because There's something philosophical here that people are missing. The whisper is one thing. The fact that he just can't say, listen, here's where we are. Here's what we're doing. He's trying to do it for effect. I wrote the bill. I got them. Whatever. I'm going to dig into this because I want you to understand the pathology of this guy. And it's only the beginning. I keep telling everybody, I can't say rejoice, conservatives, because you can't rejoice when this is the guy who's got his finger on the nuclear button. This is the guy that is the perceived leader of the free world, that people are shoving stuff in front of him and he's signing. And all you got to do is look at some of the legislation, the things that this guy's doing. And it is scary. Because when you elect the president, you know what you think you've elected? You've elected somebody of sound mind and sound body who now is in a position to actually push back, who says, I don't care whether you help me get elected or whatever. I'm going to run this country for the benefit of the citizens. See, that's what Trump did. Nobody beholding, he was beholden to nobody. So he got in and they've stuffed stuff underneath him. And he says, no, I'm going to have my attorneys read it. I'm going to have people look this over. I want to see the gotcha clauses. And they couldn't stand it. Because you can't push through, I got a $1.9 trillion. You can't push that through with somebody who says, what's this money for? And that's what Joe Biden is there to do. So we'll talk about that today in a little bit more depth. We're also going to talk about Kamala Harris because she's as feckless as he is. Worthless. And she made a trip to the border. My friends down in El Paso started sending me videos right away. It was funny stuff. The moment she arrived, they started ridiculing her. So we'll talk more about that as well. It's a strange world. And it's only going to get worse for the leftists. Be proud you didn't vote for that moron.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both the East and West Coasts are in for a toasty day. The National Weather Service in New York saying a heat advisory is in place and temperatures could feel like 100 degrees or more in parts of New York and New Jersey. Meantime, folks in the Pacific Northwest also dealing with more sweltering temperatures, as it's expected to reach 107 degrees in Seattle. Seattle resident Pat Andrew tells USA Radio News his city's not used to temperatures this hot.
We don't have a lot of super hot weather, so when it hits us, you know, people are kind of unprepared for it. We don't, you know, all the houses, some of the businesses don't have air conditioning.
President Biden meeting with the new Israeli Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Legal immigrants are speaking out regarding how one state is treating illegal immigrants.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. Well, what the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States after due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cavana says an investigation is underway regarding what happened to a condo that collapsed near Miami Beach. 10 people are dead and 151 are still missing. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How pathetic that our government wants people in a perpetual state of panic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. They want you panic. They want you afraid to lose your job. They want you afraid for practically everything that governs your life, living in fear. I recall as a child, you guys remember these, the commercials on littering. I think Wes Studi was the white guy who played the Indian who cried at the end when we talked about littering. And it was a great commercial that instilled in me as a child, don't litter. You can't save the planet if you don't litter. The commercial, the idea behind it was, come on, folks, be good stewards of the planet. Which, by the way, you guys have heard me talk about this. Conservatives are the best stewards of the planet. We ration our meat. We look at when you go out, if you're a hunter, you kill what you eat. I mean, you eat what you kill. And you use every part of it. Look at what they do in Alaska, for example. The Great Frontier. They kill a moose or a caribou. They use everything. There's nothing that goes to waste when you live with that mindset. Then transform yourself into the city, where if they eat a McDonald's hamburger, they throw the trash on the street. I can tell you this because I was mowing my yard one day when I lived in St. Louis, and a dude drove down the street, ate McDonald's, and he threw it out on the street in front of my house. I'm not lying. I just remember thinking, what a pig. I lived in the hood. Every single day you get up. You want to know what you get up to? If it's not fall, you know, you get up to leaves all over your yard. You get up to trash. Usually liquor bottles, but beer cans, just trash. People use the street as trash. And you want to know the only thing that kept our block clean? It wasn't the city services. It was people like me getting up, and we all policed our little area, and we threw the trash that others threw in our yards away. That's how it works. Scummy, filthy people. I'll get more into that. But anyway, back to this commercial. It was about teaching kids don't litter. And it did stick with me. I'm not going to say it doesn't work, but we've gone from that to propaganda. We get the ocean, pictures of the oceans or videos of the oceans filled with plastic. There's one they're running right now. It shows all this plastic floating in the ocean with this beautiful scene behind it. It probably doesn't even exist, to be honest with you. It's created with CGI, with graphics. But if it does exist, it's not America's fault. I've been to the beach a few times in this country. I've never seen any scene like they show with plastic and crap floating. You know where you see that stuff? On the other side of the world. It's not America's fault. It's other countries' fault. Now, I'm not exonerating Americans because, as I mentioned before, we got some pretty nasty neighborhoods, and I'll get to that in just a second. But I can tell you this. My buddy, one of my friends, went to Indonesia. He's a world traveler. He's in Indonesia. He says, I went swimming on the beach. He goes, I've never seen so much trash on the beach in the water than I've seen in Indonesia. And he goes, it was so nasty, I got a skin infection that it took me months to get rid of. He just went swimming in the ocean. Folks, this isn't a lake. This isn't a freshwater body that's captive. This is the ocean that's full of salt and brine. And he goes, I got a nasty infection on my arm. And he goes, it had to give him loads of antibiotics to get rid of it. But he goes, I've never seen that much trash in the ocean. That was in Indonesia. That scene plays out all over China, Thailand, places like that. By the way, it isn't Americans chopping down rainforests because we're too backwards to use electricity. In fact, it's Americans that are saving the world. I've told you guys many times, look at what we've done. Hold up your cell phone and understand that that was a building's worth of electricity. That thing had to run on its own power grid. But, you know, if you look at the memory and the processing power, you hold that in the palm of your hands. You hold enough computing power and memory that would have filled a multi-story building. That's what we've contributed to the world. Do these green weenies ever mention anything like that? No, because they want you fearful. They want you scared. You're scared that, oh my gosh, look at all the stuff in the ocean. We're going to kill all the animals in the ocean. We're not. Why are you moralizing with us? Why don't you go to Indonesia and talk to them? Why don't you go to Indochina and Thailand and places like that and find out what's going on? Cambodia. Look at what they do. Where are the nastiest, dirtiest places in America? Quick answer. If you said cities, you'd be right. You're not going to find nasty, dirty in the country. Not to the level you do in the cities. And cities are loaded with what? Anybody? Anybody? If you said Democrats, leftists, plutopians, progressives, you'd be right. All pretending to care. Pretending to care about the environment, right? Go to the places where any member of the Congressional Black Caucus resides. Go to Indiana and see where Carson lives. And look at that absolute hellhole. It's filthy. It's dirty. It's got trash all over the place. There's nothing being done in the way of recycling or any of that stuff. Just go. Go to Eddie Bernice Johnson, District 30 in Dallas. Go see what she's got. Outside there's a wealthy area that's near the city. I can't remember the name of it. Near Oak Lawn, which is a heavily gay area. But you get to that one section, which they gerrymandered for Eddie Bernice Johnson. You go to where the black folks are in Eddie Bernice Johnson's district, it's horrible. It's filthy. Don't litter. These people have zero concern for their environment. They don't recycle. They don't do any of it. You're lucky if they even use the trash can, and they don't do that. And I know it because I live there. I used to live there. Drive through there when I was going to school at SMU. You can't miss it. But it's not just there. Go to Detroit. Name it. D.C., San Antonio, Liberty Town, Boston, and Baton Rouge. Go to any of them. And you know what you'll find? Nothing but filth. Nastiest, dirtiest places in America. But they were proselytized. Oh, you need to save the environment. And oh my gosh, we're not using, you know, like they use electricity like it's going out of style. These people leave their everything on, lights on, TVs on, blares their stereos, whatever. They don't practice a single thing of what they preach. Not as a group. We do. Conservatives do. So Democrats want you scared. They're going to protect you, though, right? They said, what did I tell you guys about the Hegelian dialectic? I said, they create a problem, and then they want you fearful of the problem. Then they try to pretend that they're going to solve the problem that wasn't even a problem to begin with. They create the litter problem and then tell you the world's going to be destroyed with all this stuff that's going on as they continue to litter. What have they done? Oh, well, we make fines for littering. Then go enforce it. Go enforce it. Go to the black neighborhoods and Latino neighborhoods where all this litter is there. Put people out there that will enforce it. If you wanted to get rid of litter in the cities, don't what would you do this? If there's litter in front of your house, you're going to get a fine. And then start fining people. I'm not for that, but I'm saying if you want to get rid of litter and get people to clean up their neighborhoods, there's ways to do it. Today, folks, we can all die from something leftists claim they protect us from, right? The Wu flu. You can die from it. They're going to protect you from it. A very thing that they created, that Fauci gave money to create. And they're going to protect you from it. And $6 trillion later, that's what they're doing, right? Global climate change. They're going to protect you. Just hang in there, man. We're going to save you from yourselves. Look, you're the ones doing it. You're creating all these carbon gases and what have you. Greenhouse gases. We're going to protect you from yourself. We don't know how, but we will. Oh, and hey, while we're talking about inner cities, we're going to protect you from that crime. You know how we're going to do it? We're going to take away people's guns. Because that's what it is. It's got to be the guns. It can't be the behavior. It can't be anything else. It can't be the lack of nuclear family and children being raised by wolves, in effect. No, it's not that. Children raising themselves. A government that looks the other way as gangbangers decide they're going to shoot each other up. It can't be that. That's what they're going to protect you from, folks. And when we get back, I'll tell you even more absurd things that leftists say they're going to protect you from. Because they got all the answers, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Youngsters growing up scared here in America. AOC tells them they've got 12 years to live if we don't change our behavior. Climate alarmists, back in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, it was always something. Always to keep you alarmed. The boogeyman's there. Kids today still wearing masks. Why? They're scared. They're scared of a disease that has no chance, so small of a chance of killing them, it's ridiculous. They have a better chance of dying at the next rave they go to than the Wu flu, but they're scared to death. They are still wearing masks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The left want you to grow up fearful. They want you to be fearful your entire life. You must be scared because then government can come in and help. So there's Wu flu, and even with cures and all these things they claim that's out there, you still got to be scared because there are variations. You know how viruses work. They've taught us how viruses work. They can morph, and your body's not going to be prepared to deal with it, even though that's how mankind survived before what? What, anybody? Before we ever had a doctor. Before we ever had anybody that knew anything about medicine. How did we survive? You want to know how? In the glory of God making your body the perfect being. It knows how to protect itself. It morphs. It is an intelligent design beyond anything imaginable. And what does man want to do? Manipulate it. And then he wants to manipulate you into believing that he is God. He can give you the solution. And that's what government is trying to tell you. It's God. Remember when government taught us how to survive a nuclear blast? If you're a child of the time frame that I grew up, we were very afraid about the Ruskies, the Russians, right? They could always come and do damage, do bad things to America. So we were taught Russians bad, Americans good. And we were in this race where nuclear bombs were being built. And we were told at any time these bombs are all pointed. I remember them telling us how many missiles were pointed at us. They could look into the silos of the Russians and they knew how much of the arsenal was coming our way. And they said, we know how to protect you. By the way, give us money so we can build up these arms that will never be used. I want you to think about the amount of money spent on nuclear. Well, I'm not saying we didn't need to, keep our, as Reagan said, we're going to lead by being the biggest power in the world. I don't have any problem with that. That's why I trained to be a fighter. It's because I didn't want to ever have to kowtow. But there comes a point where you have to be rational about it, right? So just, and whether you are or you aren't, think about the amount of money, and in my case, time spent in preparation for something that never came. So far it hasn't anyway. But you're always prepped. So we spend all this money, and then the government says, well, listen, they got all these bombs pointed at us, and just in case, you need to drop and get under your desk, and don't look at the light. Yeah, because they can protect us. How's that? How do you look back on that now? When you were a kid, you were, well, in the event of a nuclear bomb, if you were talking to a reporter, I already know what to do. I'm going to drop and get under my desk and put my hands over my head. Oh, yeah. Woohoo. And that's going to do nothing. All to make you feel better, right? That old TSA feeling. Yeah, go through this metal detector and it'll make you feel better. Oh, by the way, we just charge you $50 per person on your ticket so we can give you the illusion of safety. They want you scared. And when they're not protecting us from the absurd, like nuclear weapons, a nuclear blast, and you stop, drop, and roll. Maybe that's something to do with fire. But you get what I'm saying? Whatever they decide is going to be the protection mechanism because they put it out. Hey, let's give them a memo that says drop and put your hands. If you're at a picnic and a nuclear blast goes off, don't look at the light and get under the picnic table. That'll do it. Well, what else are they protecting us from? You want to know? Well, capitalism. Yeah, because capitalism, woo, man, we got to move to a Marxist society because that's going to be much better. Never worked anywhere else. But let's move away from capitalism, which has created the wealthiest country ever. Oh, but it's created super rich people. Okay. But what else did it do? It raised the level of poverty to the point where America's poor are the richest people on the planet. That's what we did. Do they give you any recognition for that? Of course not. Because they can't let you understand that while most of the world, half of the world lives on less than $5 a day, our poor are getting tens of thousands of dollars. They live in decent housing. They get child care. They get education. They get the opportunity to not to be part of a caste system, but they can extricate themselves from poverty at any time. Here come the magic words. They choose. You want to know why leftists hate capitalists? I'm going to give you the answer right now, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, feel free to chime in, 844-551-8255. Leftists hate capitalists because they produce very little. Leftists hate capitalists because they envy our productivity. They can't stand that you get up in the morning, you go produce something that is tangible, that people can buy into, and they hate your little goody-two-shoes attitude, your positive nature. They can't stand it because they want people fearful. Conservatives produce, and people admire that. You ever seen somebody make something, like a person carving something? And at the end of it, they show you. Have you seen those like fast forward things where a guy takes a block of wood and he starts whittling away at it. The next thing you know, he's created this beautiful chess piece or something you would gladly put in your home. I talk about these Indians that I met up in Montana, and my uncle, he said, Kevin, you should see the work that this guy does. And he painted my aunt's buggy and carriage and horse and her picture on the feather of an eagle. I couldn't believe it. He had it framed, and you can see clearly that it is my aunt on her favorite horse and her buggy, and I wouldn't say it's a photograph quality, but it looks so much. And he goes, Kevin, you should see, my uncle's like, you should see the stuff this guy does. And he starts showing me some of the other pieces that they've horse traded over the years, because Uncle Larry was he found gems, and he said, I gave him this many rocks and he did this for me. And this guy was amazing, his production. And you see that and you're like, wow, I wish I could do that. Or a mechanic. You know, that blue-collar dude, the guy that fixes machines at a factory that people dismiss because he's got the grubby fingers, you know, always got the dirt in his fingernails and all that. But he's raising three or four kids, contributing to society, not rocking the waves, not trying to get over on anybody. But government, man, they can't stand that guy. Think of Trump. Let's think of Donald Trump. This man produces big, beautiful buildings, resorts, golf courses, etc. He builds a brand that is modeled on excellence. What does Biden produce? What did Hillary Clinton produce? What did Barack Obama produce? These are the three most high-profile Democrats over the past decade, in Biden's case, many more. They've produced absolutely nothing to the world that you can look at. Nothing. For leftists, folks, government is production. Bureaucracy is production. That's why when Trump came in, he says, I'm getting rid of all these onerous legislation against business, and he saved business $2 trillion a year. They started giving money back to their constituents, to their workers. They gave them bonuses. They couldn't stand it. What did Joe Biden just recently brag about? You want to know what it was?
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Joey Demento, Joey the Clown, is bragging that he got Americans back their own money on a scam. That's what he's bragging about. He gave us our own money. He didn't produce it. I got them their money back. Yeah? Thanks, Joe. What did you produce? They hate us. to such a level that I can't even describe the level of hate. And it's all because of your productivity. You go out, you produce something, they bring on somebody that helps to sell it. Somebody has to stock it and ship it, etc. There's a productivity cycle that conservatives go through, and we don't look for shortcuts. I got to leave it there for now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.